Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. I love the book of Ephesians. It's one of my favorite books of the Bible. And of course, I guess it depends on what day you caught me on. I might tell you that any book is my favorite book. I love them all. But Ephesians is such a wonderful book because it describes in great detail the church of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 2, verses 18 through 21, one of the great sections in presenting a beautiful word picture of the church, Paul says, "For through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself." Now watch, being the chief, here's the word, cornerstone, "in whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord." Paul is painting a beautiful word picture, and I want us to use today for our segment the word cornerstone. Now, the word picture that Paul is building is built in architectural terms. He's talking about the church as a building. Now, obviously we have in our mind a word picture that might look like a physical building, but he's only doing that to illustrate something about the church. And in that word picture, he calls Jesus the chief cornerstone. Now, that's a compound word. In the original language, part of that word means the top or the tip. The other half of the word means the angle or the corner. So Jesus is, in a literal sense, the way Paul speaks here, the tip of the angle. What in the world does that mean? Well, the cornerstone was the stone set at the corner of the wall so that the outer angle is of extreme importance. That angle really bears the weight and the blueprint for the entire building. Everything then in the building is measured off of that one angle. If that one angle is off, the entire building gets measured wrong. It governed every line, governed every angle of the building. And so, basically, again, it's the measurement for the entire structure. Now, in the Old Testament, writers often use that phrase, cornerstone, to refer to Jesus. In Isaiah 28, verse 16, Isaiah says, "Therefore thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious," here's the word, "cornerstone, a sure foundation, he that believeth shall not make haste." Then in Psalm 118, verse 22, the writer says, "The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner." Notice again the idea of the cornerstone. And when you go to the New Testament, you find very quickly that Jesus is the fulfillment of those Old Testament prophecies. In 1 Peter 2, 5 through 9, Peter writes and says, "Ye also as living stones or lively stones are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. And a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth praises of him, of who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Now, notice again that Peter clearly identifies Jesus as the fulfillment of those Old Testament references to the cornerstone. But in order for Jesus to be the cornerstone, he has to be strong enough. And he is, because he's a tried and a proven stone. And he has to be perfect. Whatever angle measurement is made off of him has to be perfect. And he is, because he's sinless. In Hebrews 4:15, he was tempted at all points like as you and I were. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. And daily he was tempted with those things. But he never sinned. Not one time. And so Jesus is therefore the cornerstone. He is able to provide the measurement for the building because he is strong enough and because he is perfect. So, notice that Peter said we are living stones. Those of us who are New Testament Christians, we are built upon the cornerstone. We make up that spiritual house. So we measure ourselves by Jesus Christ. And did you remember back in Ephesians 2, 18 through 21, that that's built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets? It's by their teaching. If you want to make sure that you are being a living stone built upon the cornerstone, all you have to do is go to the Bible, open up the Bible, and see if your life fits the description provided in the Bible. The cornerstone. What a beautiful concept. That we are and can be the perfect house of God, the pillar and the ground of the truth, because we have a cornerstone that is strong enough, that is perfect, and from Him we measure every angle of the building. He's our pattern, the cornerstone. Are you built upon Jesus as the cornerstone? Is He your foundation? Because other foundation can no man lay, which is Jesus Christ, the righteous. 1 Corinthians 3:11. Is He your cornerstone? That's been our word for today. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.